I got to give Allie a shout out. Allie works at a restaurant. I don't know if I should say the name of it, but it's downtown.
Okay.
In Portland, and it's one of the more like iconic ones.
Ooh.
And she, I know she listens to our show, and I know her mom does. I think I want to say her mom is Tammy, and she really hooked us up the other night because we happened to walk in at a time when they had two seats available.
Ooh.
And she was like, get Blake in here. I was like, I'm parking the car.
Oh.
So I'm circling around Commercial Street trying to find a spot, you know.
Yeah.
So it's but so Allie is the best. She's really, really nice. Yeah, she's really sweet every time. And I'll tell you what, it was great to see the restaurant busy and full. And I know with staffing right now, it's been really hard.
I know.
You know, a lot of folks are like, I want to go out to eat, and a lot of restaurants are like, we want to have you, we just don't have the staff.
I know.
And it's so tough, you know, and people are working harder than ever, and a lot of people in, you know, all different jobs are being asked to do a little bit more for the same amount of pay.
Yeah.
Just to keep the businesses alive. And I was reading another story. It said 1 in 5 small business owners were on the brink of closing forever. That's how many. I mean,
that is awful.
So think of every 5 small businesses that you are a patron at.
Yeah.
One of them was almost gone. And those are the ones that are still open. Forget about the ones that closed.
I know.
You know?
I know.
But it's, you know, tough. So, yeah. Anyway, so shout out to Allie. And, yeah, it's one of our favorite. You know, it's funny. I was just going to say it's one of our favorite restaurants, hands down. And isn't that, didn't you have a question about that?
I texted you about that. I say hands down all, I love that you just said it.
Yeah.
I say it all the time. And the other day I said it, and I was like, what does that even mean?
Hands down.
Hands down. It's the best restaurant. And I think I actually said, oh no, I was talking about a TV show. I said, it's the best TV show. It's the best show on TV, hands down. And I was like, what does that mean?
I don't know what that means. Maybe it means, I don't know. It's got to be one of those old time things from like, maybe it was like hands down, like you're not even going to fight about it.
hands
down, like there's no fighting about it.
Because opposite would be hands up.
Right.
I give
up. Well, that would be like, the police. Oh, like surrender?
I don't know.
I don't know
what it means, but I say it all the time.
See, now I'm going to Google because it's one of those.
Oh, yeah. I should have just Googled it.
horse racing. Of course. So many of these old terms come from like horse racing, betting. Oh, okay. So it comes from where a horse could so easily win the race that the jockey could relax and drop the reins.
Oh, my God.
Before crossing the finish line.
That's really cool.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
I'm going to use this as a fun fact pickup line.
What?
Well, you know, I just think maybe not a pickup line that I'm actually trying to pick someone up.
Since
but
you're
maybe,
married, right?
Well, I am happily married most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And I think, I'm going to use this. I'm going to be at a bar and I'm going to say, hey, do you know what hands down means?
Yeah, this is from the Oxford English Dictionary. Hands down meaning the victory is so secure the jockey can relax and drop the reins before crossing the finish line.
I just picture like the jockey like no muscle tone. Like,
okay, here you go. In 1832, Independence was the name of the horse. Independence won with hands down.
Wow!
That's what it comes from most of the post. Yeah. She won with the most perfect ease imaginable. Little Sherwood going past the post, hands down.
Wow.
There we go.
That's really cool. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have just Googled it, but
I don't know why.
We Googled it on the show. Now, that's the thing. So now I'm going to say best restaurant hands. Well, so you know what's funny is if you use it in the real
it means it's easy.
Origin. Right. So it like
oh, it's
saying
easily
the best.
It's easily the best.
There's not even a competitor.
There we go.
There's
that's
no
the
other horse
sense.
Nearby to this restaurant.
You don't have to whip it. You can just get right to it easily.
Just ride it to the finish.
Just ride it into the sunset until the wheels come off.
Of the horse?
Of the horse.
Okay, now until the wheels come off, I guess.
Wow.
That'll be another one we'll have to look up.
Look,
well,
now picture the
obvious.
Jockey.
Right. Why is he drunk?
I don't know, but I feel like he has no muscle tone. Because he doesn't have his hands up. And he's just like
he's
along
just
for the ride.
No, okay, I'm
I
good.
Don't have to do anything.
I'm good. Finish victory! Okay, yeah. Apparently Kelly's interpretation of it is an amoeba riding a horse.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. You learn something every day.
Cool.